This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
In Jerusalem, just like John, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem, just like John.
Oh, John, now didn't you say?
Walk in Jerusalem, just like John,
that you'll be there on that great day.
Walk in Jerusalem, just like John. I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready,
I want to be ready, I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
In Jesus rides in the middle of the air.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I pray the Lord will all be there.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be
Life makes no meaning until you make meaning of your own life. Life is an existence until you find your purpose, then you begin to live. Life's oppositions are determined by your position in life. Life's sacrifices you make are determined by your rise in life. Life's excuses shall always excuse you from enjoying life's best. Life presents you with presence in the present, so live your life in the present. Life mayn't be fair, but it's fair. It's always fair as you reap what you sow. Life's pull and push can make you wise or make you like a fool in the pool. Life begins with a competition. If won, the rest is collaboration and cooperation. Life begins in the soft womb and ends here on earth in the hard wound and tomb. Written by Ebenezer Coy.
As we bring to you the concluding part of the discussion on the topic stress.
Yes.
On that note, I believe there are foods that may even trigger stress as well.
Yeah, like we said, these caffeinated alcohol and all those things, yes, okay. They are not good.
But some of these drinks, they call them energy drinks that have caffeine in them. They are advertised that they are very good. They give us energy. And now we are learning that well, once they have caffeine, they can also rather make us more stressed.
Well, anything goes. For example, alcohol is being advertised every day.
Yes.
I think it takes about more than 60% of adverts on national television.
Yeah.
On this
I would just want to let our listener understand that it's not everything that you see advertised that is necessarily good for you. So if you heed to Doc's advice, because you're already having lots of stresses in your daily life, avoid alcohol, avoid smoking, avoid caffeinated drinks, like going to actually prepare coffee or anything that has caffeine in it. I believe if we all heed to him, it will help us.
Tobacco used to be advertised. But yeah. Today, they are reversing the whole thing. Hmm. That even United States, they are even asking the companies to write on them.
It's on them.
It's dangerous for your health. Hmm. And people are still not taking heed to that. Maybe alcohol, very soon they will do that. Most of the people who come to hospital with liver cirrhosis, some of them are due to alcohol consumption.
Hmm.
But people are still taking them.
Hmm. We have a question from Mami. She says, how does stress affect a pregnant woman and her baby?
Yeah, very good question. Like we said earlier, it can affect the cardiovascular system. It can even give you hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have pregnancy-induced hypertension. That can also affect you, and it can also affect the baby as well. And most of the time, people who get into pregnancy-induced hypertension, sometimes it gets into what we call eclampsia or preeclampsia. Which, if you get to eclampsia, where the mother is now fainting, then we had no choice than to just terminate the pregnancy, which is very unfortunate.
So when you are pregnant, you try to avoid much
avoid as much stress as possible.
The pregnancy alone is a stressor.
Of course, it's a stress.
Huge one.
It's because you are two now.
Mm.
Everything must be done differently.
In your system.
Yeah. Mm. So try as much, and at least advice to the husbands too. Mm. When the wives are in that state, try as much as possible to support them, understand them.
I think most advanced see it to be normal that we were created to be able to manage it. So,
yeah, that's like we said, how to respond based on your personality resilience. But that doesn't mean that if the woman is able to go through, that is okay.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that I think, like washing, sometimes going to the market, sweeping, dusting, I think you can help the lady out of it. So it doesn't matter when you wash the clothes. It doesn't matter when you wash the dishes. It doesn't matter when you sweep, you dust. It doesn't matter. After all, she's your wife.
Hmm.
When you are sick, she also takes care of you.
Yeah.
The Bible said the two shall be one. So
it's
what
true.
Is wrong?
It's
just that sometimes the environment we live, I've seen it before.
Hmm.
We live in the so-called compound house where each family has a single room. So when they see that the husband is the not, people begin to laugh.
That shouldn't be so.
It shouldn't be so.
Hmm.
We need to
you
learn.
See, the left hand beats the right hand and the right hand beats the left hand. So
and even that one itself is a stress to the husband. She feels shy. They're going to call him names. But that shouldn't be so.
So people who like to poke their noses into others' affairs, please allow husbands to be caring and loving and be able to help their wives.
And what I want to say is people...
And Doc, before you continue, I mean, most of the time, it's the women in those houses who spread these rumors.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Not even the men.
Oh, of course, of
because
course.
Because probably their husbands will not do for
all
them.
All they say is, hey, Obano, what Jimmy knows is that kind of thing.
Meanwhile, they'll be admiring the man secretly.
Oh, yes. It's really not the best. So, to listeners, too, maybe there are certain things that you'll be doing that you don't know that is causing people so much.
Mm-hmm.
As we listen today, let's try as much as possible to make sure we don't do that to our neighbors. They might not say anything, but it takes a toll out of them.
Yeah. Before we go off, there's this question from Philip from Dansoman. He says, Doctor, you mentioned massage as a way of releasing stress. But what other home-based exercises can I do to release stress?
Yeah, you can. Skipping is okay.
Okay.
Playing table tennis, push-ups, jogging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
Dancing.
Listen. Yeah, okay, very good.
I love
dancing.
To dance.
That is very good. But what kind of music do you want to dance with?
Oh, well, it depends on your taste.
Okay. It is very good. You can, anything that takes your mind out of the street, you can engage yourself.
Mm-hmm. But not alcohol.
Well, these are some of the, there are some people, they think that the only thing that they can resort to is what? Smoking and alcohol. Mm-hmm. And most of my mates, first year, they were not smoking. By the time we got to third year medical school, they were smoking already. Mm-hmm. The stress was too much. Mm-hmm. For me, when I'm stressed out, all I do, we go for movie. Mm-hmm. Go to the movie theater, watch movie, and then come back. Mm-hmm. I remember we were stressed out. That was the first time this movie came. We call it Madagascar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went and we watched. We came home, we were relieved. So you can do things.
I would love to go and dance, rather. Anyway, Moses says, Doctor, please, what do I do if I come back from work stressed and my wife still insists I perform my duty as a husband, but she is stressed? She doesn't want to. Okay, I think what he wants to say is, but when she is stressed, she doesn't want to also perform her duty as a wife.
These are some of the
things. I think you understand the quotes.
I understand. It's like, I don't have that kind of thing. Yet, both of you, it's quite unfortunate that you can work out of it. You should know when your wife is stressed out. You should also,
But you can't be stressed all the time.
Yeah, you can be stressed all the time. So you should know
to slow down
when you will be less stressed. For example, weekends you don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it during weekends. It's just understanding each other. Mm-hmm. For example, maybe by the time that you wanted to do, she's experiencing this dysmenorrhea.
Mm-hmm.
You should understand them. Mm-hmm. At least if they are in their menses, you kind of, there are certain things that men must also compromise.
So in then, short, if the other spouse is stressed, you bear
because
with
the
him
the
or
good
her.
Thing here,
but
the wife,
be
the
a
wife,
constant
your wife is not thing. Saying no forever.
Mm.
She is saying, I think today I'm not in good mood.
Mm.
Can we make it tomorrow? Mm. Tomorrow is not far.
Mm.
Find another thing.
And tomorrow comes and the feeling is gone. So then what happens? Anyway.
Oh, the feeling will never go forever. You are trying to create a situation where it's, I want it today. And what about tomorrow? She also wants it.
Uh-huh.
And for whatever reason, you cannot also do. Mm-hmm. Whatever she tells you, maybe because you went somewhere, what are you going to do? It cannot be all win-win, all lose-lose situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's you win some, you lose some. Mm-hmm. It's all about trying to understand. That's why we say life is what?
Mm-hmm.
A problem solving.
Okay. And the last one is Becky from Amrahia says, is it good to work under stress? Under stress, yeah. Sometimes my job demands I work even if I am stressed. What do I do?
What I can say is no. It's not good to work under stress. Because if you do that, how effective are you going to be?
Yeah.
For example, you are, let's say, a messenger or a receptionist, and you are working under stress. If you are not careful, the anger will turn on your customers, and that is not a good thing.
So when you are stressed, you stop.
And then employers must also understand when people are under stress. Mm-hmm. All these things must be taken into consideration so that to help them, the employees, so that you can have a very good working environment.
Okay. Doc, our time is finally up. Your last word.
What I want to say is, keep in mind that signs and symptoms of stress can also be caused by other psychological or medical problems.
Okay.
So when you see these things, first go
to your
doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are going, try as much as possible. If you are a married person, go with your spouse.
Mm-hmm. If
it's possible. Mm-hmm. But it should be possible. Get time for them.
Look, I'm trying to be realistic.
But that is also realistic.
That is, if it is possible.
You should find some time. You should find some time. Because whatever goes on, you also hear.
Yeah.
At least even at that moment, you understand it better.
Mm-hmm.
So that it will not be like, oh, you went alone, the doctor said this, I don't think it's true.
Yeah.
Those are some of the things that bring quarrel in the family.
Yeah. So we should make time for our spouse.
Exactly. Most of the time, I make joke with ladies, when they come, please, can you get your husband? I want him also to be here.
Okay.
And sometimes they just laugh. Oh, okay. Only one more, one humanity. Oh, nyakwamba. I say, would he have time for other things? Mm. Oh, that one there, he
yes,
can.
Yes, of okay. course.
Let's try to learn.
Mm-hmm. On that note, dear listener, this is A Healthy You. We have exhausted our topic for now, that is stress. Today, I did this interview with Dr. Kojo Frimpong. I hope you have learned so much from our doctor. I have also learned so much. Doc, thank you so much for coming on the program. And I want to say this, no matter what your stresses are, don't leave God out of your life. If you leave God out of your life, you cannot cope with any stressor. Make God the most important person in your life, and He will see you through whatever challenges that you are going through as you also do your part to be able to minimize your stress level.
For any inquiries or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
No, don't let nobody
turn you around, turn you around, turn you around.
Now, don't let nobody turn you around. Keep on to Galilee. Now, don't let nobody turn you around, turn you around, turn you around. Now, don't let nobody turn you around. Keep on to Galilee. I would not be a liar. Tell you the reason why. Afraid my Lord might call me. Don't you let nobody turn you round, turn you round, turn you round. Now don't you let nobody turn you round, keep on to Galilee. Now don't you let nobody turn you round, turn you round, turn you round. Now don't you let
nobody turn you round. See on the portals, He's waiting and watching. Watching for you.
Beloved, once again, we welcome you to the Moments of Truth. I'm your humble servant, Nkwe Kote. And today our sermon is entitled, Is This Not the Carpenter's Son? And our key text is taken from Luke chapter 4, verse 16. Let's hear the word of God. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Let's pray. Abba Father, we thank you once again for this moment. We ask you that you prepare our hearts for your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 4 narrates the story of Jesus. This is how he was filled with the Holy Spirit and was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil for 40 days. After the temptation, Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit and began his Galilean ministry. Beginning his ministry, he came to Nazareth, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Kindly open with me to the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 16 to 22. It says, So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So all bore witness to him, and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is this not Joseph's son? Is this not Joseph's son?" Beloved, the Jews of old, and even now, during the time of the prophets, they were really expecting a king who will one day come and give them freedom. A king who will come and take them out of the troubles and the tribulations that they were going through. And here is Christ who came to them, claiming that he is this king who is coming to take them from the troubles and the tribulations that they are going through. Luke chapter 4, verse 23 to 37. Luke chapter 4, verse 23 to 27. He said to them, "You will surely say this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your country.'" Then he said, "Assuredly I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you, truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, a woman who was a widow. And many lepers were in the land of Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." Beloved, this is what ensued between Jesus Christ and the Jews of the time. Jesus stood in the synagogue to read, and these people really knew Jesus Christ very well. They knew where he was brought up, they knew his parents, they knew the occupation that his parents were involved in. And so for this same Jesus Christ to come and stand before them and to proclaim that he is the Messiah, they were really annoyed. But what lesson am I trying to drive at here? Beloved, many people know us, and many people also know where we are coming from as individuals. And sometimes when God blesses us, he takes us from the chaff and raises us to the high places that we even get enemies along the line. And this is exactly what happened to Jesus. All the people around him during that moment know where he was coming from, and they challenged him because they knew that the background of Jesus can never make him a king over the Jews or Israel at large. But Christ gave them a reply, and that is just what we read from verses 23 and 27 of Luke chapter 4. But Naaman was not only cleansed from his leprosy, but given a true knowledge of the true God. Yes, indeed, they never believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God who has been sent here to this earth to die and to save them from their sins. And Jesus Christ gave them this scenario concerning the woman of Zarephath. But to none of them was Elijah sent to, except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. Jesus Christ gave them an example concerning the widow of Zarephath, who was in Sidon, that nobody really respected her just because of her background. But beloved, God was able to use this woman to bless his prophet Elijah. He never stopped there, but he also went on and used Naaman and said that, "And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elijah the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." Beloved, this is exactly what God can do if you avail yourself to him. There were a lot of people in Israel who were lepers, but none of them was cleansed of his or her leprosy, except Naaman. Except Naaman, the Syrian. Someone who was not an Israelite. Someone whom even the Israelites have despised just because of where he was coming from. But beloved, Naaman was cleansed of his leprosy. The point I'm just trying to drive at is that It doesn't matter where you are coming from. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter whether you are educated or not. God can still use you if you truly and really avail yourself unto Him. Beloved, God is still waiting on you. He's still waiting that you avail yourself to Him so He can use you to achieve greater works. It is my prayer that will give God the chance so that He will use you, so that He will teach you that, yes, indeed, you are of importance to Him. So for you to know what to do to also proclaim His kingdom to the world. It is my prayer once again that the good Lord will strengthen you so that you will acknowledge this promise that He has for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Abba Father, we thank you once again. We thank you that even you gave your life as an example when people didn't believe you were the Son of God who was sent from heaven to save mankind from sin. Yes, you proved to them on the last day when you ascended to heaven. It is my prayer this moment, O God, that you will also strengthen us to acknowledge that no matter where we are coming from, we can also make it if we truly avail ourselves to you. Let this be our experience in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.